website, hakepharmacy.com. And you, of course, can schedule online, or you can just give us a call and we can put you in our books. We have them every day available. So just give us a holler. We'd be happy to get you set up very quickly and easily.
All right. So not a problem there. Access to the vaccination, and they will take care of you as they always do at Hague Pharmacy. And speaking of convenience, you do make it easy for the customers at Hague Pharmacy to get things done. And there are many convenient ways to get prescriptions and all kinds of products. And Amber, you make it available in many ways.
Absolutely. You know, historically, we've always offered two lanes of drive-through and our delivery service. And, of course, over the last 18 months, we've, of course, expanded that into curbside. Still have a lot of people really preferring that delivery method in curbside just for the convenience of it all. And, of course, our drive-through, two lanes open every day, all day. So just whatever works best for you, we make it very easy and convenient to get you what you need.
And that delivery service is free?
It is a free delivery service, and of course, we do go to the Madison communities and Cottonwood Falls and Strong City Monday through Friday. So we're also serving the surrounding area as well with that delivery service.
And again, your lobby is open now, isn't it, Amber?
It is open, absolutely. And so we're excited to see people. Masks are still required, of course, in our building, and we'd love to see you and just be safe about it.
And what do I hear, Amber? I think I heard you the other day talking about the excitement about hosting your first in-person diabetes sweet spot in some time, huh?
Absolutely. We're excited to get people back in the building for that purpose. And so our first in-person this month in the month of July will be Tuesday, July 27th at 6 p.m., and so we're excited to see, hopefully, some previous faces we're used to seeing at those classes, and hope we see some new faces as well.
The diabetes sweet spot is back. We are moving forward, aren't we, Amber?
We are certainly trying, Ron, and we will succeed.
All right. Thanks, Amber. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ron. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Amber Hague, owner, pharmacist, Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th. It is 7:50, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Mackenzie Sinelli. Mackenzie's the Director of Business Development and Public Information Officer at Newman Regional Health, where there is always something going on, and Denim and Diamonds is nearing. Mackenzie, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm great today, and how might you be?
I'm doing good. So thankful that it's a Friday.
It is a Friday, and Denim and Diamonds is not that far away, and you have been busy, I must say, Mackenzie, with pre-Denim and Diamonds fundraising activities. How have things been going?
Things have been going great, and you say I have been busy, but our entire community has been busy. We have received so much overwhelming support from our local community businesses just to do these pre-events for us, and we are so thankful for that.
Yeah, and is there any pre-events still going on or happening prior to the big Denim and Diamonds fundraiser?
We do still have a couple coming up. We have our fundraiser at Coach's, which is slated for the 21st, and that's going to be an all-day fundraiser. So a portion of the proceeds from that day will come back to benefit Denim and Diamonds, and they are also going to be offering their famous lasagna as a meal special that day. So you'll definitely want to put that on your calendar. And then Carrie's is currently doing their diamond dig. So they're selling these treasure maps for $25. People can go around to these different local businesses and pick out a gem. And on the 24th, they can turn that card back into Carrie's. And Carrie's is going to announce the winning gem holder on their Facebook Live later that day. And then we have the Bourbon Cowboy, who has graciously started an inaugural event basically to benefit Denim and Diamonds, and that is the Dance-a-thon on the 31st.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. And that's not even our event. And then our event is on August 6th.
Let's talk about the event. It is coming up on the campus of Emporia State, August the 6th. And Mackenzie, tickets are on sale as we speak, right?
Tickets are on sale. Tickets have been selling. We are at under 100 tickets left, so I think that's great news, given the fact that we're still 3 weeks out, which is kind of scary also at the same time. we still have our tickets on sale. They will go on sale until right up to the event, or else maybe we'll sell out, which that's the goal. So we have less than 100 tickets. They are $60 for an individual ticket, and they're $450 for a table of eight.
And how can we get said tickets, Mackenzie?
Very easily. You can call us at 341-7781, or you can just go on our website at newmanrh.org/DD. And there's a button right there, buy tickets. It'll take you exactly where you need to go.
And Mackenzie, where do the proceeds from Denim and Diamonds go this year?
This year's fund designation is for a simulated apartment suite within our inpatient rehabilitation unit, which is basically a way that our patients will be able to practice some of those independent living skills that they would do when they're home, but they'll be able to practice it in a healthcare setting so that they have their healthcare team right there in order to, you know, face some of those challenges that they may still be experiencing before they actually get discharged home.
Well, we have a couple of seconds left. Denim and Diamonds benefit coming up, campus of Emporia State, Webb Hall, doors open at 6, welcome at 7. And then what is going to be taking place as part of Denim and Diamonds, Mackenzie?
Well, you said we have a couple of seconds left, and I don't think I can fit it all in, but we have a silent auction, as always. We have our live auction. We have some wonderful entertainment planned, and I'm laughing because it's going to be the highlight of the night. But really, you know, overall, Ron, this event is geared towards raising funds for our local community hospital, and we have a really great story to tell as well that evening, and it really just helps to remind folks of why they're there and why their support matters. And so we're just really looking forward to it. And, of course, there's going to be a dinner associated with it as well.
Sure. Mackenzie, great job as always. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Ron. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Mackenzie Sinelli, Director of Business Development and Public Information Officer, Newman Regional Health. It is 7:54, 70 degrees. Good morning.
The Lyon County Fair is just around the corner, and